Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment this week charging three Kodiak residents with drug trafficking crimes in Alaska, including distributing fentanyl, which resulted in a fatal overdose. According to court documents, between February of 2022 and July of 2023, 37-year-old Ashley Katelnikov and 37-year-old Jerry Pugel allegedly conspired together to distribute and possess, with the intent to distribute, over 400 grams of fentanyl and over 500 grams of a mixture containing methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine. Court documents further allege that on or about August 25th or 26th of 2022, Katelnikov distributed fentanyl as part of the conspiracy, which resulted in the death of a victim. The indictment also alleges that between November 21st and 29th of 2022, Pugel and 32-year-old Kalani Coyle attempted to possess with intent to distribute over 400 grams of a fentanyl mixture and over 50 grams of a mixture containing methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine. Katelnikov is charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute controlled substances, resulting in a death, and one count of distribution of fentanyl, resulting in a death. Pugel is charged with one count of conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute controlled substances relating to a death, and one count of attempted possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. Coyle charged with one count of attempted possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. If convicted, Katelnikov and Pugel face between 20 years to life in prison, and Coyle faces up to 10 years to life in prison. Congressman Nick Begich is co-sponsoring the bipartisan Fix Our Forests Act. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Congressman Nick Begich announced his co-sponsorship and strong support for the bipartisan Fix Our Forests Act, a critical piece of legislation aimed at addressing the escalating threat of catastrophic wildfires, streamlining forest restoration effects, and fostering economic growth in rural communities. Quote, from the devastation caused by the Malibu fires to the growing risk faced by countless communities across the nation, it's clear we are in the midst of a wildfire crisis, said Congressman Begich. Years of mismanagement and bureaucratic delays have left our forests vulnerable and our communities exposed. I'm proud to support the Fix Our Forests Act as a decisive step toward addressing this urgent issue, end quote. The Fix Our Forests Act offers a comprehensive approach to improving forest management and wildfire mitigation. It streamlines permitting process to expedite critical restoration projects, fosters collaboration among local, state, tribal, and federal agencies, and leverages the latest scientific research to address the underlying causes of catastrophic wildfires. All in all, these provisions ensure a proactive, efficient, and science-driven approach to protecting communities and natural landscapes from the growing threat of wildfires. Congressman Begich stated, when it comes to safeguarding our families, firefighters, and forests, we cannot afford inaction. This legislation prioritizes safety, efficiency, and action to tackle the wildfire crisis head-on. It's time to fix our forests and protect our communities. The bill also underscores the importance of supporting wildland firefighters by providing them with enhanced tools, resources, and protections to perform their critical work safely and efficiently. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
President Warren G. Harding drove a golden spike into the final coupling of the Alaska Railroad more than a century ago. The Anchorage Museum, with financial backing from the Alaska Railroad, will bid on the 14-carat solid gold spike when it goes up for auction Friday in New York as part of the Christie's Important Americana Collection. The 5.5-inch spike is being offered by an unidentified California resident who has owned it since 1983. The spike has largely remained out of the public eye. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.